The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The creed has been recited, the prayers of the people have been prayed, and your big opportunity has arrived. You get to be a preacher. Yours is the most important task, both in heaven and on earth, of using the keys to the kingdom of heaven, literally binding and loosing the sin of those to whom you speak. Your sermon is not, "Good morning," not, "Did you see the game?" Not, "How's it going?" Not, "You look pretty today?" Not, "Turning the other way so you don't have to speak to this or that person?" Nothing preached except, "The peace of Christ be with you always." The authority for what I've just said to you, Jesus' words in the gospel passage. "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you," he said. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained, he continued. Now, other than the fact that we fit into the category of the blessed ones who have not yet seen but still believe, have you ever wondered why our sermon is not, "We have seen the Lord"? I knew you'd been thinking about that, and the answer to your question is right here in this passage. So, let's dive in, shall we? Last week, we heard about resurrection morning, and this week, we hear about resurrection evening. In spite of the ladies' report of the empty tomb, Jesus' brave disciples were huddled like scared rats in a locked room. They were afraid of the Jews who had crucified Jesus. They were more afraid of the King of the Jews, whom each of them had betrayed in one way or another. Each had slinked away to a place of self-preservation in this old world. Each sought to find a place where they could survive on their own. And now, like Adam and Eve hiding in the bushes, naked and afraid, dreading the voice of God, they found themselves in the odd dilemma of finding Jesus' resurrection to be bad news. What would he say to his betrayers? Good Lord, they'd heard him say that not even the smallest letter of the law would pass away until all was fulfilled. What would be the verdict for them from a law-wielding Jesus? Their consciences burned as the "could have, should have, oh, I would have" thoughts bounced around inside their head. Indeed, sin, death, and the devil had them locked in a prison of their own making, and it had thrown away the key. This was Hotel California, long before the Eagles ever wrote a song about it. And suddenly, Jesus came and he stood among them, John tells us. Can you imagine the look in their eyes? Can you imagine their fear of not just a dead man alive again, but the alive dead man covered in the scars made by their sin of commission and omission? Caught they were, and nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. Their fate was sealed, and it rested in the hands of this collector of souls. But then they got the only thing that could save them, not law, but a sermon from God Almighty. Peace be with you, he's preached. Or said another way, I forgive you. And make no mistake here, Jesus' words were true absolution of genuine dirt between the toes sinners. It was not, oh, it's all right. It's all good. It was not, oh, never mind. I know it wasn't really your fault with your troubled childhood and the bullies and the unjust society that makes you behave badly and do what you do. It was not, I'm over it, and I'm here to walk along beside you and share your burdens. Nope. He showed them the holes in his hands and the hole where the spear went into his side, and he did it for a reason. They really did kill God. It really was their fault, and they really did deserve death and hell. But instead, they got forgiveness. And so peace with God in spite of themselves, and Jesus gave it to them with his word. Plus, he commissioned them to preach this good news that saved them to others. Preach it to them. And then they blew it. Not like Jesus when he breathed the Holy Spirit on them. No, they failed miserably. Their first chance to be apostolic preachers that Jesus sent them to be ended in failure. They had a real, live, unbelieving sinner named Thomas in their midst. And instead of preaching Christ's promise of peace and forgiveness, they gave a testimony. We've seen the Lord, they said. So what? Good for you. I don't believe it, is what they got back. You see, sin, death, and the devil are not conquered by religious experience. Not even narrating the experience of seeing the resurrected Christ. You don't want a Jesus that doesn't speak to you. You don't want a Christ who just comes in and stands among you and looks at you. And you don't want a preacher who tells you their story and then just leaves it up to you to make some meaning of it all, or even worse, sets you about the task of fixing yourself and the world in whatever way seems best to you. What Thomas needed was peace and forgiveness that came from Christ with his name on it. What Thomas needed was the sacramental promise that he could see and touch and hear from the one who had both taken and conquered his sin. And that is exactly what he got from his Lord and his God. And that's why we don't say we've seen the Lord when we preach. And so we come to this place and this time, and we just heard Jesus say again to loose and bind sin. So we should try it, don't you think? I do. I happen to know some things about you. You are hell-bent on self-preservation to the detriment of yourself and everybody around you. Even a four-way stop serves as an opportunity for you to get ahead of somebody. Ironically, you have no fear of God and no trust, but you fear and trust just about everything else that comes along. And I know this because Jesus Christ ended up on a cross and in a tomb because of your lack of fear of God and your lack of trust in him. Consequently, Jesus bears the scars of your sin for eternity. But sin, death, and the devil are no match for the Son of God, and so they are not the last word about you. Jesus Christ has sent me to you this morning, not with my testimony, but with his word. So listen up. Peace be with you. By the authority of Jesus Christ, and for his sake, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. Look, there at the font where Jesus called you by name and promised to be with you always. Hold out your hand, open up your mouth, taste and see that the body and blood of graspable God is given and shed. The water and the bread and the wine and the word, there is no doubt Jesus is Christ, peace and forgiveness is for you. Amen.